Mesachas Fourth, Parag Bav, Mishnah Hay, the Elu Dvarim She'ein Nishbarn Aleim. The following thing, you never have to take a shvuah on them, not a shvuah as Motiv Mitzvah, not a shvuah as Shomrim, or any other type of shvuah. Ha'avadim, Ba'astaros, Ba'akarkos, Ba'ahigdishos. On avadim, on slaves, on contracts, on real estate, and on things that belong to Hegdish. We learned this out from a pasuk that no shvuah is taken on these things. Ein behen tashlume kefo, velo tashlume arba bechamisha. If somebody steals one of the above mentioned things, he would not have to pay kefo double. He would only have to pay the principal. This we also learn out from a pasuk. And if somebody steals a behema which belongs to Hegdish and he shechts it or sells it, he would not have to pay arba bechamisha. The reason being is since we learn out from a pasuk that there is no chiyuv kefo, you only have to pay the principal. So when you subtract the kefo from arba b'chamisha, you're left with shlosha b'arba, and you never have to pay shlosha b'arba. The Torah says arba b'chamisha, not shlosha b'arba. So you're pater from the arba b'chamisha. Instead, you would pay just the principal. Shomer chinam eino nishba, no se sachar eino mishalim. Somebody who is guarding something for free, when it is stolen or lost from him, normally he would be pater from paying, but he would have to take a shvua that he was not poshea, that he was not at fault. He would also have to take a shvua shelo shalach boyad, that he did not use the thing that he was guarding for his own purposes. But if he is guarding avadim, staros, karkos, or hekdeshos, he is pater and he does not have to take any shvua at all. And they know say suffer. Somebody who is guarding something and being compensated for it, in such a case, normally, he would have to pay if it is stolen or lost from him, but in this case, where he is guarding avadim, staros, karkos, or hekdeshos, he is pater from paying, even if it is stolen or lost. Rabbi Shimon Omer kachim shechaye bachriyuson nishban aleim. V'she'eno chaye bachriyuson ein nishban aleim. Rabbi Shimon said, that which we said, that you don't take a shvuah on varim shel hekdesh, that depends on what type of hegdish it is. If it's hegdish that you're chayev b'achriyusim, that you're responsible for it, that if it would get lost, you would have to replace it. For example, somebody who says, hare alai ola, he makes a neder that he will bring an ola, and then he is makdish an animal for that purpose. He is responsible for that animal. If that animal would get lost, he would have to bring a different animal for an ola in its stead to be yodei his neder in which he said, hare alai ola. So since you are responsible for that animal, it's a gorem lamama, something that could cost you money if it would get lost. And Rabbi Shimon holds gorem lamama kemamon dami, something that could cost you money, we look at it as if it belongs to you. So therefore, even though you are makdish it and it really belongs to Hegdish, since it could cost you money, we look at it as if it was yours. So therefore, somebody who would be guarding that animal for you and it would get lost, he would be chayev to take a shvua on that animal. But if the kachim is eino chayev ba'acharyusim, you are not responsible for it. If you did not say hare alai ola, instead you just took an animal and you are makdish it, you said hare zu ola, this animal should be an ola. In such a case, if the animal would get lost, you would not have to replace it. You would not have to bring a different animal in its stead, since you said hare zu ola, you didn't say hare alai ola. So therefore, it's not a gorem lamamon. It would not cost you money if it is lost. So therefore, we don't look at it as if it's yours. It's just simply an animal which belongs to Hegdish. So you would not have to take a shvua on that animal. If somebody would be guarding the animal for you and it would get lost, he would not have to take a shvua. Mesechta Shvuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Yesh Dvarim Shehein Kekarka Ve'einan Kekarka Ve'ein Chachamim Bodim Lo. Rabbi Meir says there are certain things that they are like karka, meaning they're attached to the ground, but they don't have the same din as karka. Meaning to say, we saw in the previous Mishnah that you don't take a shvua on karka, on real estate. And Rabbi Meir says there are certain things that are attached to the ground, but yet they don't have the same din as karka. You would take a shvua on them, and the Chachamim do not agree with Rabbi Meir. Ketzad, what is the case that Rabbi Meir is referring to? Eser kfanim tu'unos masarti l'cha. Somebody makes a claim against another person that he had given the other person 10 loaded vines that are full of grapes to watch. The other guy says, you only gave me 5 vines loaded with grapes to watch. The other 5 vines belong to me. This is Moda b'miksas. Rabbi Meir Mechai Shvur. Rabbi Meir says that you have to take a Shvur's Moda B'mikzah, even though these grapes are attached to the ground, they don't have a din like karka, and you would take a Shvur on them. V'chachamim Amrim, Kol HaMechuber LaKarka, Harehu KaKarka. The Chachamim say anything attached to the ground has the same din as karka, and you would not take the Shvur on them. Now we're talking about over here where the grapes are ripe and ready to be harvested. Therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, they don't have a din like karka since they're about to be harvested. While the Chachamim hold, since the Shomer has no right to harvest them himself, as they do not belong to him, so therefore, even though they're about to be harvested and they're ripe, since the Shomer can't harvest them, they still have a din like karka. But by other types of shvuas, other than a shvuas HaShomer, the Chachamim would agree that something which is about to be harvested does not have a din like karka. Ein nishbarin ela adaber shebemida v'shebemishko v'shebeminim. You don't take a shvuas motive of mikzas unless the tfiya and the hodah was on something that can be measured, weighed, or counting. The claim against you had to be something specific, and also the hodah that you made, the partial hodah, also has to be on something specific which can be measured, weighed, or counted. Ketzad. What's a case? Bayis malei masarti lecha. Bekis malei masarti lecha. Somebody makes a claim against another person that he had given him a house full of objects to watch or a purse full of coins to watch. V'ha'la oimer eini yoidea ela mashehi nachta atanoita al pater. And the other guy says, I don't know if the purse was full of coins or if the house was full of objects. All I know is that whatever you had left by me, you can take. In such a case, even if the purse is only partially full or the house is only partially full, he would be puzzled from taking a shvuas modeh b'mikzas, as neither the tviya or the hodah in this case was on something specific which could be measured, weighed, or counted. Zeh oimer ad haziz, v'zeh oimer ad hachalon, chayef. But if the claim against him was that the house was full of objects until the ledge, and the other guy says, no, it was only full of objects until the window, in such a case, he would be chayav a shvuas moda b'mikzas. As since he said that the house was full of objects until the ledge, that's something that could be measured. And when the other guy makes a hodah that it was full of objects until the window, that's also something that could be measured. So that's a case of moda b'mikzas in which you're chayav a shvuas.